I won't read the other parody because it's long and it's not that good poem. I do want to read two serious poems and finish up here. One is a new poem that'll be in my book coming out next month called Discovering Mobility, and it's for my first child, my little boy, who is 14 months this week. And I wrote this several months ago for him, I guess because I have a fear like probably lots of us have of never seeing him, a fear of not seeing him. And so I finally finished this poem, and in it, it starts with putting together a walker, if you know what a walker is for a baby at 6 months. And he was watching me as I was putting it together, and that's how this poem started. It tries to be a lullaby, but it never quite makes it. Discovering mobility to my first child. Lying on his stomach, he watches me assemble the new walker, his 6 months already behind him, like some infantile myth of reason. I attach the wheels, the springs, the padded grip bar, and his eyes follow, these first instructions on how to extend human capability, technological first steps, after which purpose traces its path to the stars we are born under. When I place him in the seat, his two legs dangling through the holes, he pushes himself up immediately, as if he wants me to recognize in him my own clumsy dignity. His first steps are so directionless, contentment escapes from him in an undecipherable sound that I repeat like a vowel. I watch him maneuver, his excitement leading him to the circular patterns which form the dance we dance unconsciously in worship of our return. I too make my way across the earth. Sometimes I'm as unsteady as you are today, Joseph. I'm leaving your mother. My legs push hard against the gravity that makes us resentful and strong. The trouble you are having now, you will have again over ice, through mud, on journeys that will take you too far into interiors that have no treasures, no exits, only new ground to cover. So walk, Joseph, walk away. I am leaving this house in a few days. I wanted to write a lullaby and sing it to you, hold you up to the window light, and watch the pupils of your eyes grow small, my image in them crystallizing under the constant pressure of this game of focus. So close your eyes, son, and keep me with you. I sing the dark to comfort you. And walk, Joseph, walk away. The melody we leave behind will carry in sleep's wind a long, long way. For now this poem will have to do. 5 miles is a short lyric I made in half an hour. I walk, Joseph, I walk away. Measure my love in the distance between us. Every map is a palm dipped in ink. 100 miles is a waltz we learn. So dance, Joseph. Neither of us can talk away. I sing the dark to comfort you. For now this poem will have to do. The uneven staggered steps you take are the steps that I anticipate. Someday on a street when I begin to curse the mobility, the freedom, the loves that lead men to the strangers they become.